Welcome in to the hump day version of the Fun Astrology Podcast as we turn the calendar page from April to May. Hi, Thomas Miller. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm just feeling perhaps an emotional podcast coming up on this one because what we're going to talk about is not happening today. What happened today has already happened today. What we're going to talk about is tomorrow. But before we go there, let's address the one thing that has already taken place, and it's the thing that we spent most of the time or sometime yesterday, Venus squaring Pluto this morning at just past midnight Eastern Time. So for many, and now including myself, that would have been a last night thing when it happened exactly. So we were in that energy yesterday. The exactness of that will be fading away from us now. And I was just wondering, did you feel anything around that? We talked about the list yesterday of all the Venusian areas where that might have shown up. Did it for you? I have to say, I've been busy with these readings and a couple of other projects, so it would have had to have penetrated a pretty good wall and communicated by email. So far, so good here, but how about you? Did you feel or sense anything around that, the challenges like we talked about? And that's a perfect segue into the conversation at hand, and that's the big one. This is Pluto going retrograde. And by the way, before I get into this, if you'd like to join us for our reading this afternoon, it's going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern. Then we have one tomorrow night that several have signed up for, and that's at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then we have one on Saturday. You will get a recording. We will not be selling the recordings. You have to sign up now. And then we have three coming next week. So basically, you just go to funastrology.com, check out the thing at the top, you sign up, and then send me an email of which day you would like. I'll send you the link, and there you go. Now, let's settle into this little conversation, because this is going to be a little bit meditative, kind of like our level up on Sunday night, because Pluto goes retrograde starting tomorrow afternoon at 1:47 p.m. Eastern. We've been doing these keywords, and I think you guys have been enjoying that. We'll save tomorrow's for tomorrow, but today is, I think, reflective. Today is reflection. Yesterday was start your engines. We are going to see some shifting energy. And then there's this. Pluto is going to be retrograde from tomorrow all the way through October 11th. And it will enter Capricorn on September 1st. And stay in Capricorn until it retraces back, and that won't be until November 19th. This is a once in every 250-year phenomenon, the transition of Pluto leaving Capricorn, entering Aquarius very slowly, almost always with a retrograde dance back and forth. The last time this dance took place was in the late 1770s, the American Revolution. The time before that was in the 1530s, the precursor to the Protestant Reformation. Major, massive shifts. Rebellion against old systems that no longer served. Radical transformation. New beginnings. New eras. Amazing opportunities. Think about the Protestant Reformation. Approximately 80 different denominations splintered off from Catholicism. Want to go into the ministry? There were a lot of opportunities, lots of pulpits to fill, and of course, the American Revolution goes without saying. Did these things happen overnight? Is this the drive-through Starbucks boom, 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 boom? No. Took hundreds of years in both cases. Lots of ups and downs along the way. That's the nature of Pluto. So that's why I say today, reflection. The conscious soul, the conscious person, does not start their engines and slam the thing into gear. It starts the engines and then sits and gets the direction of where to go. This is for the people who are at the very tippy-tippy top of their A game, because most will not dare to go here. The deep realms of the soul are only for the brave of heart. There's a lot of pain down there, and it takes a lot of guts to go look at it. For those of you who get it, this is what's ahead. Pluto will bring us back to Capricorn. It will bring us back to those things and those areas that we necessarily don't want to give up. Maybe there's a security there, a false security, an old security, a worn-out security. Maybe some of us say, I'm too dang old to change. And that's sad because there are so many new beginnings ahead. Wow. I mean, every day that you're alive, we should be anticipating what's coming, even though it's going to be a difficult transformation. Stodgy old governments, stodgy old spiritual institutions, and stodgy old things in our lives, none of them go easily away. Yet, Pluto is highly effective, and you cannot ignore history. So over the next several months, which for some may seem like an eternity, we are going to be going back into the past one more time. Who knows, collectively, it's going to be a ride. But for us individually, for those on their highest timeline, you're going to get to shed the rest of what doesn't serve you. Over these next few months, there may come the opportunity for you to stare squarely in the face of something that needs to be shed that your highest timeline is asking you to release. And you may have a very difficult time letting go. But just like every other symbolism in astrology, Pluto has two sides. Yes, one is death. The other is rebirth. It's springtime, and butterflies are emerging from their cocoons. Well, the next couple of months is the time that the caterpillar goes in and weaves that nest around itself for its transformation. That's this Pluto retrograde. You know, some caterpillars spin their web and don't emerge. And in a similar way here, many will escape in various ways of escapism. They'll miss the transformational opportunity. They won't return to Aquarius ready for Aquarius. Ah, but for those of you who are living consciously and want to be on your A game, you will face the challenges, you will spin that web, you will go into the transformations one more time, and when Pluto re-enters Aquarius for good, you will be ready, ready to be a leader, ready to be one of those 1780s revolutionaries, or maybe like one of those ministers back in the 1600s who stood up in front of a small congregation and said, "There's more to it than we've been told." And you'll look back on those Capricorn patterns and habits, like the butterfly emerges from its cocoon and flies around it a couple of times just to say goodbye, and then takes off, soaring high into the sky. So today we say reflection, and I'm going to close without the music today. Give us all an opportunity to just think about these things and how we're going to align with it. Pluto will give us the opportunity. The synchronicities will appear. Are we ready? Big hug. I'll see you tomorrow. Love you.